The UN Security Council is expected to pass a formal resolution Monday admonishing Israel not to send Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat into exile. At a closed emergency session last night, the 15 member states agreed that the removal of Mr. Arafat would, quote, be unhelpful. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
For the past 24 hours, Israel has fended off a chorus of disapproval at its announced threat to expel the Palestinian leader. The European Union said it would be a terrible mistake. The Arab League said it was tantamount to a declaration of war on peace efforts between the Palestinians and Israelis. While Washington aligns itself with Israel's efforts to sideline Yasser Arafat, the U.S. opposes deporting him and said so repeatedly this week. Arafat himself prepares for the worst. The entrance to his headquarters is heavily sandbagged and protected by Palestinian security. But the rallying crowds found the aging Palestinian leader beaming like a politician on the stump, receiving the good wishes of supporters. A handful remained behind to set up tents, saying they would act as human shields if Israeli troops tried to seize their leader. On this 10th anniversary of the famous clasp of hands in which the late Yitzhak Rabin and Yasser Arafat stood at the White House on the edge of a new era of hope, Palestinians and Israelis find themselves further from optimism than ever. And while much of the world opposes exiling Arafat, inside Israel the decision has broad popular appeal. A new poll published Friday shows 58% of the Israeli public supports Arafat's expulsion. In a week of double suicide bombings, pressure on the Israeli government to curb attacks is running high. A source close to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said today, "With all due respect, Arafat is a master terrorist. We will not abjure our right to self-defense." Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.